Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It just sticks in your head every single time for the rest of the day. So with no further ado, we go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in the former coach of the Sooners, Ohio native Bob Stoops, joins us on the show. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, always great to be back joining Northeast Ohio. I love it. So good to be with you guys.
All guests are on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, including the great Bob Stoops. I don't know very well where to start with you because there's been so much here. First off, I guess I got to start with Baker Mayfield with you here. How impressed have you been by his rookie campaign, and what do you think that are some of the things that he needs to overcome in his second season here?
Well, it wouldn't be for me to comment what he needs to do, being that I'm not working with them every day. I'm sure Coach Kitchens knows, and they're working on that. But the guy's just an exceptional talent, as you got to see, for most of the year last year. And a great talent, incredible arm, an incredibly competitive, tough guy. He's Northeast Ohio through and through. He's just competitive, tough. He's going to keep coming at you. And I'm excited to see what he does this year. I know the first game wasn't the best for everybody, but they'll get it figured out, and he'll keep coming at you, and he's gonna do great. I think he's got a huge future. I really just think the organization's in great hands with the leadership, with Coach Kitchens up through John Dorsey. So anyway, I'm excited to watch and see what they do the rest of the year.
Coach, when you saw some of the tape from him at Texas Tech, and then he ends up on the campus in Norman, are you thinking, man, this guy has a lot more talent, he needs to be given an opportunity? Did you ever think he could be Heisman Trophy winner, number one overall?
Once we saw him start on the field with us, we started to realize, this guy's really something special, and he makes just some uncanny plays, just the way, the way he's able to get out of trouble. But, so early on, I knew of him because he was playing at Tech as a true freshman and winning. And then I kept hearing the rumors that he's going to, over the Christmas break, that he was going to transfer to Oklahoma. But no one had ever called me. Usually if someone's going to transfer, they make a call to the head coach or to one of the position coaches. And I kept asking my coaches, have you any of you heard from this guy? And they're like, no. So I'm like, well, maybe it's just rumor. Well, then our first meeting in January with the team coming back for the second semester, this young guy walks up to me after the meeting and says, Coach, I'm Baker Mayfield. I want to play here at Oklahoma. And I'm like, you sure as hell are Baker Mayfield, aren't you? I said, I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad you're here. And I said, I promise you, you'll have every opportunity to be the starting quarterback as anybody else will. And, that was it. And from there on, we put him on scholarship probably a month later just because of how he was working out, leader in the weight room, running around like he does, just busting his tail. So it was, we could tell early on that this guy had something different about him.
Bob Stoops joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The new memoir is No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach. Bob, so when did you first find out that Baker's a little bit ornery?
Well, when he transferred, you got to remember, we had just beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl, 45-31, and the MVP of the game was a redshirt freshman quarterback for us, Trevor Knight. Yeah. Now, most guys in the transfer world are looking to go somewhere where they don't have somebody, right? Well, he's transferring to Oklahoma where we have a redshirt freshman quarterback who's the MVP of the Sugar Bowl and just beat Alabama. But I'm going to go there and get the job. That's Baker in a nutshell.
He took things very personally.
Well, it just, he's different. He that just tells you the confidence, and he's not going to be. First year he had to sit out. Then the following year he wins the job, and the rest is, you've seen it. You've seen the rest of it.
We're talking to Bob Stoops right now, legendary coach. I'm just curious, looking at what Lincoln Riley has been able to do for the Sooners, and it's not just Baker, then obviously Kyler Murray, and we'll see what happens right now with yet another very, very good quarterback. Did you know that he would be able to pick it up this quickly as Lincoln has been able to do?
I knew he was going to be a great head coach, and it's part of the reason that I decided to step out, because I knew there was a guy there that could take it and continue to push it forward, and that was Lincoln. So I did. He's an incredibly bright, poised guy. He's got experience beyond his age. Even at a young age, he's had a lot of responsibility coming up in his coaching ranks. And to go with that poise, he's an incredibly competitive and tough guy too. So he does a great job as a head coach, as well as working with the quarterbacks and being quarterback friendly, finding what they're comfortable with, and not putting them in tough situations.
That strikes me as so interesting that you say, you were willing to give the reins to him because you thought he was ready. I'm looking at you. You sound great. You look great. You're such a revered head coach. You're 8 years younger than Nick Saban, who's still going after it. There were some people down in Columbus that thought you could be the next coach at Ohio State, given your Ohio ties and the respect that maybe some of the boosters and some of the people, up there had for you. How are you not coaching football major college level right now?
Well, again, it's I'm excited about the new, the new opportunity here that I'm going to be in with the XFL. And at the time, when I stepped away, it was just right for me. I felt I had run my course after 18 years at Oklahoma and wanted a little bit of my own time and space. And I knew I had the right by stepping out, I had the right guy that the program wouldn't suffer. So at the end of the day, it was just right for me. Everybody got to live your life how you want to live it.
How important is that for you? Because there have been guys who have left their programs unceremoniously, and then you were able to hand it off. And now, your reputation is sterling at Oklahoma, and now you kind of get to go do what you want to do with the Dallas Renegades. Does that mean a lot to you? Because at some point, it's got to be more than the money. It's got to be a little bit of what you leave behind as well, Coach.
Oh, there's absolutely correct, and I didn't want to miss the right time. It's, again, the reason I did it, and I've never done this and, worked a day thinking about money. It's I've been blessed, I understand, to have made a lot in this profession, but it was never about that. It was always just about doing the very best I could from week to week, month to month, to win a game, to win a championship, to make our program better. And that's all I ever tried to do. And fortunately, it's worked out in a positive way in a lot of other ways. And we have won championships and so on and so on. But, so you're right. It is about, how you've left the program and what you stood for. Like I said, it's never been about money.
Would you think Bob Stoops joining us on the show? And we know you're excited about your XFL team you got coming up this coming winter. But would you ever think about, you're still a young man, would you ever think about another big D1 program if they came calling?
Well, everyone wants you to define your life never and ever and when or what. You don't know what the good Lord has in store for you. I was asked that even in my 40s, like, what you're going to do this the rest of your life. Well, how do I know, So at this point, I'm excited about the opportunities I have. You never know what, the only one that does know is the good Lord what may be down the road. But I can't say that, I can't say it one way or the other.
How old were you when you took that Oklahoma job?
I was 38.
You were 38. You won that national championship back in 2000. So did you ever think about going to the NFL? Did anybody come calling?
I had a few calls through the years, definitely. But, I always felt I had such a great job at Oklahoma, meaning I was always in concert with my president, Nate D. Never had any rough patches of, I'm disgruntled, want to go. It was always so positive here that I never really felt the need that I need to go do something different. And let's face it, and I say this with all respect to all the NFL owners and teams, but in some respects, Oklahoma is as good or better job than a lot of the NFL jobs. And so I get it's the elite of football, but that doesn't mean it's always a better job. You know what I'm saying? So in the end, I never felt, the need to separate myself from Oklahoma because of how positive it always was.
Did the Browns ever call you?
Yeah, which GM give you a
well,
call?
Well, I don't ever talk about who and what. But
sure, it's just the three of us.
Yeah, I'm sure. I get it. But there's calls to my agent as well. So in the end, it's happened through the years. But
sure. Phil Savage or Coquinas, Eckert, Sashi Brown.
Yeah.
Good try.
Bob Stoops joined us on the hotline. You've been connected to so many outstanding coaches over the years. Bill Snyder, a legend at Kansas State, obviously. Then Mike Leach. I mean, your guy who actually hired Mike Leach. And I know you go into it a little bit in your book that just came out, but Steve Spurrier is another one. You know, kind of go through some of these big-time figures and what makes them unique.
Well, they're all different, but I started, the biggest – youngest influence for me was Hayden Fry, and then his staff was guys like Barry Alvarez, Dan McCarney, Bill Snyder, Kirk Ferentz. It's like the who's who of football, you know. Those were all my mentors as a GA, graduate assistant, and a young volunteer assistant. So I had great influences young. And then on to, going from the ground up at Kansas State with Bill Snyder was a great experience. You know, that program was in such disarray when we arrived there. So that was a great learning experience. And then it's topped off by, Coach Spurrier, who's my number one mentor and a great, great friend. We to this day, and he and his wife, Jerry, are very close. They're like family to my wife and I. So, I really got, I've always felt fortunate that I've been around such great, great people. You know, I've been influenced by so many really good people. Great coaches.
Bob Stoops joining us on the hotline. New memoir, No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach, is now available. So what do you think of the way that these offenses now in college football and the NFL have evolved to such an extent? Obviously, Cliff Kingsbury coming out of the college and now to the NFL. And basically, I was hearing somebody say the other day, you know, everybody is running these offenses now. So we used to have these quote-unquote geniuses, like Chip Kelly. Well, everybody's doing it now. Do you see the sport continuing to evolve, or do you think this is where we're going to be at for a while?
Well, everything lasts for a while, but I don't believe it's going away. I mean, I hired Mike Leach way back in 99 to run this offense, for us, and then it's morphed into all these other people doing it, but at the end of the day, that's a long time since 1999. So, it'll continue to evolve, and people are just getting more imagination in being able to throw the football, or being able to, if you don't like the way the run looks, throw a screen out there. If the numbers are in the box, don't look good running it, and then the numbers are fewer out there for the screen, throw it out there instead. There's just more options, for these offenses to go to find a positive play as opposed to running a play you think is going to be dead.
Bob Stoops with us on the show, the new memoir, No Excuses, The Making of the Head Coach, former Oklahoma head coach, current head coach of the Dallas Renegades of the XFL. A final one. We had a two-day war over this in the summer. I'm dead serious. Is Youngstown, Ohio a part of Northeast Ohio?
Oh, absolutely. You kidding me? Of course
yes!
It is.
Yes! Yes! Thank you. Yep, Coach, well, you have no idea how happy you made me.
Well, absolutely. If you asked anybody in Youngstown, you'd get the same answer from every one of them.
Yes. Thank you very much. Northeast Ohio and cookie tables during weddings, Anthony. I told you.
Here we go again. Coach, do this again.
Most of us go up to vacation up to Lake Erie, so that's also part of it.
Beautiful. Coach, thank you very much for the time. Good luck and success in the XFL. Hopefully we talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, and go Browns.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Bob Stoops, head coach.
You feel vindicated?
Oh, yes, I do. He was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I got so excited, I almost said, head coach of the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Yes! I told you!
You think that settles it
you.
Once and for all?
Northeast Ohio, brother. Geography tells you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.